Today I want to consider something in the Word of God that I find particularly fascinating, and I think you will too, the appearances of God that are found in the Tanakh, an acronym for the Torah, the Nevi'im, the prophets, and the Ketuvim, the writings, also known as the Old Testament. There's a special word for an appearance of God, and that word is theophany. Why is it important to understand the theophanies that are found in the Tanakh? Several reasons. The theophanies teach us about God, and the knowledge of God is the highest knowledge and the greatest knowledge there is. If God appeared to people before the Messiah arrived, and he did, we want to know about it. Theophanies are part of the Bible, and it's good for us to know everything that is part of the Bible. Agreed? Man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. The theophanies reinforce the truth that the New Testament is the continuation of the Old Testament, that the new is in the old concealed, the old is in the new revealed. And it is important to understand that the Bible is one book, a book we need to understand from start to finish, from Genesis to Revelation. Agreed? The theophanies teach us that God wants to and is able to interact with people. Some people believe there is no God. Some believe that God exists, and although he created the universe, he can't interact with us or doesn't want to interact with us. The theophanies teach us that he can interact with us and wants to interact with us. Knowing the theophanies, these appearances of God found in the Hebrew Scriptures, correct serious errors in Judaism and Islam. Those religions believe that God can't become a man. If we understand that in the past, God appeared in human form, then it's not as much as a leap of faith to believe that God appeared in human form when the Son of God entered the world through the incarnation. Make sense? Some principles we need to know to help us understand the theophanies. God is too big, too great, too glorious, too powerful, too holy for us to see him as he really is. The Son of God said, "No one has seen the Father except the one who is from God," referring to himself. Only he has seen the Father. Rabbi Paul understood this truth. God is the blessed and only ruler, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone is immortal, and who lives in unapproachable light, whom no one has seen or can see. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Before the Son of God arrived, human beings could only see a little reflection of God, a little manifestation, a representation of God. Listen to these words from Exodus chapter 33. Moses said to the Lord, "Now show me your glory." And the Lord said, I will cause all my goodness to pass in front of you, and I will proclaim my name, the Lord, in your presence. I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But, he said, you cannot see my face, for no one may see me and live. Then the Lord said, there is a place near me where you may stand on a rock. When my glory passes by, I will put you in a cleft in the rock and cover you with my hand until I have passed by. Then I will remove my hand and you will see my back, but my face must not be seen. The Lord allowed Moses to see his back, not his face. He allowed Moses to see part of him, but not all of him in his goodness and glory. Even Moses, the greatest of Israel's prophets, could not see the full reality of the God who is so great and glorious and holy. To see God the way he really is results in death, even for someone as great as Moses. It would be like a gnat experiencing a nuclear explosion at ground zero. Another principle to understand the theophanies. Almost all of these appearances of God in the Tanakh, the Hebrew Scriptures, were appearances of the Son of God, not God the Father. Why? John said, no one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is himself God and is in closest relationship with the Father, he has made him known. John 1. It's one of the functions of the Son to make God known to us. Yeshua said, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? The Son revealed God to us as the pre-incarnate Messiah. And the Son revealed God to us in an even greater way by becoming a human being and teaching us and doing tremendous miracles and dying for us and rising from the dead. Before the Son of God arrived, God appeared to people while they were awake and also in visions and dreams. God appeared to people in natural phenomena. He appeared in a human-like form on occasion, and he also appeared as the mysterious angel of the Lord. And we'll look at all of these ways in which God appeared to people. Let's start with appearances of God in natural phenomena. God appeared to Moses in a burning bush. Exodus 3, the angel of the Lord appeared to Moses in flames of fire from within a bush. When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called to him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy ground. The burning bush. Fire represents unapproachability, purity, the holiness of God. The Lord instructed Moses to take off his sandals because he was standing on holy ground in the presence of the holy God. God appeared to Moses in a burning bush. As we were leaving Egypt, God appeared to the Jewish people in a pillar of cloud and a pillar of fire, Exodus 13. By day, the Lord went ahead of them in a pillar of cloud to guide them on their way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel by day or night. Cloud reflects God's mysteriousness and heavenly origin. God appeared to the entire nation on Mount Sinai with smoke, fire, cloud, accompanied by thunder, lightning, and the blast of a shofar, Exodus 19. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud shofar blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. Smoke, fire, cloud, accompanied by thunder, lightning, and the blast of a shofar represent the unapproachability, purity, holiness, mystery, power of God, whom we should honor and obey. God appeared to Job in a storm. Job 38, then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. The storm reflects God's mysteriousness and power. These are appearances of God in natural phenomena. Now let's consider God's appearances in human-like form. The first instance was in the Garden of Eden to Adam and Eve, Genesis 3. The man and his wife heard the sound of the Lord God as he was walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And they hid from the Lord among the trees of the garden. God appeared to Abraham in human form, Genesis 18. The Lord appeared to Abraham near the great trees of Mamre while he was sitting at the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day. Abraham looked up and saw three men standing nearby. One of the men was the Lord in human form. The other two men were angels, because angels too can appear in human-like form. After appearing to Abraham, the two angels went on and appeared to Lot, who was in Sodom. God appeared as a mysterious man who wrestled with Jacob, wrenched his hip, and changed his name to Israel, Genesis 32. Jacob was left alone, and a man wrestled with him till daybreak. When the man saw that he could not overpower him, he touched the socket of Jacob's hip so that his hip was wrenched as he wrestled with the man. Then the man said, "Let me go, for it is daybreak." But Jacob replied, "I will not let you go unless you bless me." The man asked him, "What is your name?" "Jacob," he answered. Then the man said, "Your name will no longer be Jacob, but Israel, because you have struggled with God and with humans and have overcome." Jacob said, "Please tell me your name." But he replied, "Why do you ask my name?" Then he, the mysterious wrestler, blessed him there. So Jacob called the place Peniel, face of God, saying, "It is because I saw God face to face, and yet my life was spared." This mysterious man who wrestled with Jacob was greater than Jacob. He blessed Jacob, and the greater blesses the lesser. And he had the authority to change Jacob's name, which was given to him by really important people, by Isaac and by Rebekah. And this mysterious man was also somehow God. Jacob named the place of this amazing encounter Peniel, which means the face of God, because he understood that he had seen God. And to help Jacob's descendants remember this amazing encounter between Jacob and the one who wrenched his hip, the Jewish people do not eat meat from the hip area of animals. This is a custom that we have been observing for almost 4,000 years. So when we keep kosher by not eating the lower part of the animal, we are to think of this appearance of God to Jacob, this theophany. After the covenant was made at Sinai, the leaders of Israel celebrated by ascending the mountain and eating a meal in the presence of God, who appeared to them in human-like form. Exodus 24, Moses and Aaron, Nadab and Abihu, and the 70 elders of Israel went up and saw the God of Israel. Under his feet was something like a pavement made of lapis lazuli, as bright blue as the sky. I love lapis. Beautiful stone. But God did not raise his hand against these leaders of the Israelites. They saw God, and they ate and drank. God appeared to Joshua as the commander of the Lord's army, Joshua 5. When Joshua was near Jericho, he looked up and saw a man standing in front of him with a drawn sword in his hand. Joshua went up to him and asked, "Are you for us or for our enemies?" "Neither," he replied, "but as commander of the army of the Lord, I have now come." Then Joshua fell face down to the ground in reverence and asked him, "What message does my Lord have for his servant?" The commander of the Lord's army replied, "Take off your sandals, for the place where you are standing is holy." And Joshua did so. The commander of the Lord's army asked Joshua to do the same thing God asked Moses to do at the burning bush: take off his sandals. And for the same reason, because he was standing on holy ground. That lets us know that the captain of the Lord of hosts is the same one who spoke to Moses, God. Isaiah was blessed with one of the greatest visions of God in human form. Isaiah 6, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, seated on a throne, and the train of his robe filled the temple. Above him were seraphim, bright burning angels, each with six wings. With two wings they covered their faces, with two they covered their feet, and with two they were flying, and they were calling to one another, 'Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh, holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory.'" Daniel was blessed with a tremendous vision in which he saw the progression of the world's empires, followed by the final world empire, the kingdom of the Son of Man, the perfect human being, the Messiah. Daniel 7 records Daniel's vision of four animals, which represent four world empires. Then he saw something much greater. "As I looked, thrones were set in place, and the Ancient of Days took his seat. His clothing was white as snow. The hair of his head was white like wool. Daniel saw an appearance of God the Father in human-like form. He is the Ancient of Days, the oldest, the eldest, the one who is before all others. And he's the greatest of kings who sits on a throne. His white clothing represents purity. His white hair represents age and wisdom. The vision continued. In my vision at night, I looked, and there was before me one like a son of man, coming with the clouds of heaven. That's the Son of God, the Messiah. He approached the Ancient of Days, God the Father. Notice that God the Father is a distinct, separate person from God the Son. He approached the Ancient of Days and was led into his presence. He, the Son of Man, was given authority, glory, sovereign power. All nations and peoples of every language worshiped him. His dominion is an everlasting dominion that will not pass away. His kingdom is one that will never be destroyed. The Messiah is the final world ruler. Once he begins to rule Israel and the nations, his kingdom will have no end. The Lord appeared to Ezekiel on a throne in the form of a man who was glowing and burning, surrounded by brilliant, multicolored light. Ezekiel 1. On the throne was a figure like that of a man. I saw that from what appeared to be his waist up, he looked like glowing metal, as if full of fire. And that from there down, he looked like fire, and brilliant light surrounded him. Like the appearance of a rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the radiance around him. This was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord. Ezekiel 8 records a similar theophany given to Ezekiel. I looked, and I saw a figure like that of a man. From what appeared to be his waist down, he was like fire. And from there up, his appearance was as bright as glowing metal. Finally, we come to the appearances of God as the mysterious angel of the Lord. Don't be confused by the word angel. The word angel means messenger. A man can be an angel, a messenger. An angel can be an angel, a messenger. Even the Son of God can be an angel, a messenger, sent by the Father to represent God. The angel of the Lord is interchangeable with God. He speaks as God. He is recognized as God because he is God. The Lord appeared to Gideon in a human-like form as the angel of the Lord, Judges chapter 6. The Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and for 7 years he gave them into the hands of the Midianites. The angel of the Lord came and sat down under the oak in Ophrah that belonged to Joash the Abiezrite, where his son Gideon was threshing wheat in a wine press to keep it from the Midianites. When the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior." "Pardon me, my lord," Gideon replied, "but if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where are all his wonders that our ancestors told us about when they said, 'Did not the Lord bring us out of Egypt?' But now the Lord has abandoned us and given us into the hand of Midian." The Lord turned to him and said, Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you? Now notice carefully that the one who spoke to Gideon is now called the Lord. Not the angel of the Lord. The Lord. There's only one person that has been speaking to Gideon. Pardon me, my Lord, Gideon replied, but how can I save Israel? My clan's the weakest in Manasseh, and I'm the least in my family. The Lord answered, I will be with you, and you will strike down all the Midianites, leaving none alive. Gideon replied, if now I have found favor in your eyes, give me a sign that it is really you talking to me. Please do not go away until I come back and bring my offering and set it before you. And the Lord said, I will wait until you return. Gideon went inside, prepared a young goat, and from an ephah of flour he made bread without yeast. Putting the meat in a basket and its broth in a pot, he brought them out and offered them to him under the oak. Then the angel of God said to him, now we switch back to the angel of the Lord who speaks to Gideon. The angel of God said to him, take the meat and the unleavened bread, place them on this rock and pour out the broth. And Gideon did so. Then the angel of the Lord touched the meat and the unleavened bread with the tip of the staff that was in his hand. Fire flared from the rock, consuming the meat and the bread. And the angel of the Lord disappeared. When Gideon realized that it was the angel of the Lord, he exclaimed, alas, sovereign Lord, I have seen the angel of the Lord face to face. Gideon understood that seeing God face to face resulted in death. And he believed that seeing the angel of the Lord resulted in the same fate in death, because the angel of the Lord is in some mysterious way God himself. The Lord had to reassure him that he would not die. The Lord said to him, peace, don't be afraid, you are not going to die. God appeared to Manoah and his wife, the parents of Samson, in human form as the angel of the Lord. Judges 13. Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, so the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. A certain man of Zorah named Manoah from the clan of the Danites had a wife who was childless, unable to give birth. The angel of the Lord appeared to her and said, you are barren and childless, but you are going to become pregnant and give birth to a son. Now see to it that you drink no wine or other fermented drink, and that you do not eat anything unclean. You will become pregnant and have a son whose head is never to be touched by a razor, because the boy is to be a Nazarite dedicated to God from the womb. He will take the lead in delivering Israel from the hands of the Philistines. Then the woman went to her husband and told him, a man of God came to me, and he looked like an angel of God, very awesome. I didn't ask him where he came from, and he didn't tell me his name. But he said to me, you will become pregnant and have a son. Now then drink no wine or other fermented drink, and do not eat anything unclean, because the boy will be a Nazarite of God from the womb until the day of his death. Then Manoah prayed to the Lord, pardon your servant, Lord, I beg you, to let the man of God you sent to us come again to teach us how to bring up the boy who is to be born. God heard Manoah, and the angel of God came again to the woman while she was out in the field, but her husband Manoah was not with her. The woman hurried to tell her husband, he's here, the man who appeared to me the other day. Manoah got up and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said, are you the man who talked to my wife? I am, he said. So Manoah asked him, when your words are fulfilled, what is to be the rule that governs the boy's life and work? The angel of the Lord answered, Your wife must do all that I have told her. She must not eat anything that comes from the grapevine, nor drink any wine or other fermented drink, nor eat anything unclean. She must do everything I have commanded her." Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "We would like you to stay until we prepare a young goat for you." The angel of the Lord replied, "Even though you detain me, I will not eat any of your food. But if you prepare a burnt offering, offer it to the Lord." And then we are told Manoah did not realize that it was the angel of the Lord. Then Manoah inquired of the angel of the Lord, "What is your name? So that we may honor you when your word comes true." He replied, "Why do you ask my name? It is Pele, beyond understanding." That's the same word that is used to describe the Messiah in Isaiah 9. His name will be called Pele, wonderful, miraculous, amazing, beyond understanding. Then Manoah took a young goat together with the grain offering and sacrificed it on a rock to the Lord. And the Lord did an amazing thing while Manoah and his wife watched. As the flame blazed up from the altar toward heaven, the angel of the Lord ascended in the flame. Seeing this, Manoah and his wife fell with their faces to the ground. When the angel of the Lord did not show himself again to Manoah and his wife, Manoah realized that it was the angel of the Lord. And he realized that this was no ordinary angel. "We are doomed to die," he said to his wife. "We have seen God." Like with Gideon, Manoah understood that to see the angel of the Lord is to see God, which results in death. His wife, however, understood that even though they had seen God, it was not the Lord's intent to kill them. But his wife answered, "If the Lord had meant to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and grain offering from our hands, nor shown us all these things, or now told us this." This is a woman with a lot of sense. The woman gave birth to a boy and named him Samson, who may have been the strongest human being who ever lived, whom God used in a great way to rescue us from terrible Philistine oppression. These are the theophanies, appearances of God to human beings before Messiah Yeshua came. Let's pray. Lord,